Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. So, commenting on the policy of the Conservative and Unionist Party. So the leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition is Mrs. Badenoch. And Okemi Badenoch, she made a statement the other day about the Equality Act passed in 2010. If I'm not mistaken, it was passed under the Conservative government or Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition, David Cameron, that was ushered into office in May that year, rather than the dying Labour government of Gordon Brown. Anyway, it includes a thing called the Public Sector Equality Duty, which says that all these public authorities, whether the National Health Service, the police, the armed forces, local authorities, schools, universities, I'm not sure quite what else meets the standard of public body, under by law, it's things which exercise quasi-public duties. I think, for example, the jockey club is because it regulates a sport, even though it's not state funded or something like or established by legislation. Whereas I think companies are not, you know, private businesses and so forth. So that they have to ponder the effect that their decisions will have under on certain groups who have got protected characteristics. So it's those who are people who are defined by race, by religion, by sex, by sexual orientation, by disability, by philosophical belief, which does not mean political belief, which is obviously tricky because one blurs into the other. There's such a thing as political philosophy. You know, socialism is a philosophy as well as a political ideology. Where do you draw the line? Okay, a lot of these things are in need of defalsification because they show up on disputability and distinguishability spectra. So coming back to that. So I concur with her. Now, Mrs. Badenoch didn't advocate for the repeal of the entire Equality Act. Well, I mean, equality is a good thing up to a point. We don't think that children are equal to adults, okay? We don't require elderly people to work equally as much as younger adults or whatever. We don't think that dangerous criminals are equal to law-abiding citizens, but we're talking about equality of opportunity. People increasingly think there has to be a quality of outcome. If a group is X percent of the population, they ought to be X percent of those in prison, those in the Royal Navy, judges, people in the House of Peers, or, I don't know, pharmacists, bus drivers. And this is preposterous. Does it make nursing anti-male that 90% of nurses are women? I heard this argument about the police in Northern Ireland in the old days, the Royal Constabulary, that it must be anti-Catholic because it was disproportionate Protestant, which is preposterous. Is primary education anti-male because like sort of like 95% of the teachers there are female? That is ludicrous. But anyway, coming back to what she said. So the public sector equality duty is problematic because then public institutions, they pay excessive heed to identities. They don't treat people as individuals. We've got to promote him, her, demote, dismiss, hire people on the base of this because they look good statistically, which is grossly unjust and imbecilic. So it makes it too bureaucratic. They become overcautious. They waste an awful lot of time and money on so-called equality assessments. Then there's the danger of judicial review. The lawyers can do battle. They have to act defensively so that nobody could say that they were discriminated against and blah, blah, blah. And I know a case in point from the civil service, a very sensitive government department that was in a job advertising the internal job market. Three white males go for it. Can we just reject them out of hand? They're the only three who applied because we are being told we've got to employ more females. We've got to employ more non-whites. And the employment solicitor said, whether she agreed or not, no, you can't do that. You cannot reject people on the exclusive basis of them being the wrong race and the wrong sex. And then it's even more problematic because gender thing, when women will say they're men or men will say they're women. Couldn't we just get these people to redefine and problem solve? It reveals how yes, it is. And so we go on. So Mrs. Badenoch is correct to say there's institutional incompetence, who said that officials, they are preoccupied with being alleged to be racialist, sexist, or discriminatory in any wise. But one thing is they do discriminate against some people. Racism, do racists have equal rights? No, they don't. Now, racism is deplorable. But obviously, I'm told mostly by leftards that millions of people in the UK are racialists. Anybody votes for Reform UK, or probably the Conservative Party too. But they must be discriminated against. And as for, you know, philosophical belief, the British National Party is a loathsome party. But they're not allowed to be police officers, prison officers, teachers, and I'm not sure what else. And that is grossly unfair. They discriminate. Do we want equality or not? It's discrimination that the leftards want. We don't ban leftist parties from having certain jobs, and indeed some occupations overwhelmingly institutionally leftist, and so on. You just ban more and more and more people, or supporters of the UK independence, the old party in the old days, they weren't allowed to adopt a child because of the party they voted for. Now that is despicable and very troubling for anybody who. And so we go on. So in a speech, Mrs. Badenoch said, good, because we don't want discrimination, but it shouldn't be used as this bludgeon, thinking you can get equality of outcomes, because you can't. And she said the trouble is the subjectivity of this. It's a minefield. So are there just endless legal challenges? It's just a banquet for barristers and solicitors as usual. So she doesn't want discrimination. She said she doesn't want to get rid of the Equality Act in its entirety. Okay. All right. So there we go. So Mrs. Badenoch, I'm actually quite critical of her, and I realise she's obviously failing as leader of the Conservative Party, but I have to accord her some laud on this one. Now, she's lucky that Robert Jenrick decamped to Reform UK, but he was sacked from his shadow cabinet position. They probably would have entered into procedures to expel him from the Conservative and Unionist Party. So number one rival, because remember, he's the runner-up in the leadership race. Then there's James Cleverly, James not so cleverly. Moved despite Conservatives doing badly in the polls. You know, they got 24% in the last general. That was the worst result for the Conservative Party, or Tory Party, in its 343-year history. The worst. The absolute worst in share the vote in number of seats. And it's even below that now, at about 19% of the polls. I know the polls consistently underrate the Conservative Party, so in reality it's more like 21%. But still bad. And that even though the government's doing very badly, the disenchantment with the Labour Party has led to people voting for either Green on the left or Reform UK on the right. But nobody's making his or her move, say, give her enough rope with which to hang herself, let her go on to the next election, lose the election, then take over. Whoever leads the Conservative Party into the next general election will never be Prime Minister. So supposing you're someone like Cleverly and become leader in about 2028, is there a chance you win in 2032? Until then, there's a slim chance. But if you lose not too badly, could you even hang on, have another crack at it, maybe 2036? Just possibly. So that is Kemi Badenoch, who realised that this has become a monster. It's, you know, metamorphosed. It's become a freak. It's a mutant. And everything is about racialism. And we're told this is racist and that's racist and things are sexist. Or what I remember seeing some college sign saying, no sexual harassment. Give us a twirl, love. That was an example of a sexist statement. Things that make anybody feel a little bit uncomfortable, which is a terrible abridgment of our liberty. You feel uncomfortable, tough. I make you feel uncomfortable all the time. You've got to get over it instead of trying to censor people. So we must have no more snowflakery. Anyway, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.